Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition. Through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast and video series. I am Susan Jane, your host for this series. And I have got an amazing guest on today. You're going to be so excited. Her name is Sylvia, and she does past life regression, and it's done through hypnosis. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the background of how we met before I bring Sylvia forward. Now, what had happened was, this is a bit of a trick between a DUI, you know, do it yourself, and a professional. I had been doing, I did a meditation on past life regression. So we did it in this group situation, and I went into this past life, and when we came back out of the meditation, we talked about it. Now, I discussed a little bit about what had happened when I went into this past life meditation, but I didn't say the whole truth because the reality was I didn't like what happened. Now, I didn't say anything like that. And so I'd always been a little bit, do we need to do past life regression? Can't we just live in the here and the now? What's it all about? Anyway, I met Sylvia and she was doing hypnosis, not meditation. So this was more of a hypnosis way. So I went, you know what? I didn't like what happened in my past life regression when I did it myself. I would like to get it done professionally. And that's what I did. And it was amazing, the synchronicities, the things that went on, the things that happened. I'm not going to tell you about it now because I want to introduce you to the lovely Sylvia. Welcome on board, Sylvia. I'm bringing you on. Hi, how are you going?
Hi, everybody. Lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited. Now, the first thing I need to discuss is the difference between when I did a meditative past life regression and what you do as a professional in past life regression?
Well, I guess the most important thing is that you learn to trust the person who's doing the therapy and to be guided by them and to feel safe in that environment and to just sort of go with the flow, because a lot of people have a preconception about past life regression or hypnosis. They feel that maybe it's a little bit like Martin St. James and his shows that he used to do at Twin Towns, where he'd have people hopping around on one foot and that type of thing. This past life regression therapy that I do, I actually ask people beforehand if there's some phobia, some blockage, some question that they've always wondered about, and I try and incorporate that into the regression. And I'd also like to just say to put any preconceived ideas you have about hypnosis behind you, or, you know, just sort of relax with it all, because it isn't about putting someone into a state where I'm in control or anything like that. Past life regression or hypnosis is basically that feeling just before you go to bed at night when you know you're not asleep and you know you're not awake and you're kind of in like a dreamy state. And it might be just staring at nature, or it may be listening to a piece of music that takes you off to a place, and you know you're in a different consciousness, and that is really all that hypnosis is.
Yeah. I remember doing it with you. It was amazing. You did feel safe and you did feel secure. And I think the other thing was the difference between this group session is that they were working with a group. So it didn't matter where anybody was at. it was more about a time frame. Okay, so everybody come back into the room, you know, and we talk about it. Whereas when I was with you, you were watching me and only me. You were very aware of body signs that I was going through. So if I was fearful or if I was happy, you could see those expressions on my face, I would believe.
And I can see when you, I know that you're blocked, like I might give you some direction and there's no response. So I have had a lady who I said to her, you need to go up to a door now and open the door and walk through. And she just couldn't do it. So I simply said to her, the door's not there anymore. The door has gone. What do you see? So she was blocked and it was as easy as that.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden she was in another, I won't say realm, but she was in another place and she was able to move forward and we could progress into her hypnosis.
Yes, and that's what I mean, because you're there, you're watching it as a professional, you can see what the person's going through and you can guide and you can help. Whereas in this group environment, you can't control what everybody's doing.
So it's very personal. Yeah, it's very personal.
That's what the difference was, yes. So when you start to do your past life regression, what's the science? What's the science to say a past life regression would be good for you?
So many reasons. I had a young girl who was very remorseful that she was on holidays when her grandmother died. And she was up north and everyone didn't want to tell her that her grandmother had died because they didn't want to ruin a holiday and they didn't want to upset her. But she didn't see it like that and she never got to say goodbye to her grandmother and she didn't know that she was failing. So when I actually took her into a past life regression, she realised that her grandmother and her had been in a past life together and that they were sisters. And they had this beautiful relationship and she cried in her past life regression because she made the connection with her grandmother again and she realised that even though her grandmother wasn't in her life anymore, she had been before. So there was a good chance that she was going to hook up with her again. Yes. And it made her really happy. And it made me really happy because I knew both of them. So, that was just a very pleasant experience, quite simple. But she doesn't have that longing anymore and that remorse about her grandmother. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So we're doing that to help them heal. And, of course, because I talk about intuition and we talk about the two bodies, the physical body and the spiritual body, and how the spirit body can live through many different physical bodies. And consequently, this is what you're just confirming there with her in another life, them being sisters, no wonder they had such a strong bond. Those spirits have been together for a long, long time and they're going forward in different manners. So it's amazing to, and again, I wouldn't have thought past life regression could help you in that way. I really didn't understand it until I went through it myself. Yes. So what else have you discovered? Like, how else has it helped people?
Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it brings things to the surface, so you need to be prepared. And sometimes people might say, I don't feel like I know the whole story. Can we do another session? And then I can bring that situation back in. I'll give you an example. A lady came to see me and her mother had died when she was about 12. And unfortunately, this young girl had found her mother hanging in the bedroom, so she committed suicide. So it was very difficult. But we realised that her mother may have committed suicide due to some abuse from her father or grandfather. It became evident to this lady what had happened to her mother, but perhaps why it had happened. So she needed time to process all that because it was all a bit of a shock. And then she had to trust herself and her experience to know whether she was going to accept it. She was actually a very academic person. And I don't know how spiritual she was at that stage. So she had to, you know, to mesh the two together and come up with something. And we're talking about her coming back and having another session. So that's another thing. Yeah. I also had experience myself where I was in a group meditation well before I was doing this. And we weren't talking, we were actually listening. We were actually listening to music.
Yeah.
So I had an experience where I was a young girl in an old church, and I felt quite alone. And next thing, some doors opened. If you'd like to ask any questions whilst I'm going, feel free.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, no worries.
So
intrigued, I love it. Sorry.
Okay, cool. So this is my personal experience. I'm in an old chapel. We're talking medieval times. I can look down and see what I'm wearing. I just love this story. And all of a sudden the chapel doors opened and I heard all this clanging, very loud, loud clanging. And I looked behind me and the sun was streaming in this chapel. And these knights in armor, I'm talking full on medieval knights in armor, walked into the chapel, but they walked straight through me and they didn't see me. And I couldn't understand why they weren't acknowledging me. And I realized that they couldn't see me. So they walked in and they positioned themselves. And I realized, then that was the first occurrence or the first realization that maybe they couldn't see me because I was dead. And then I flashed out of that old chapel. There was a really old cemetery outside. And next thing I saw myself not far from the chapel on a hill that had one tree and I was hanging by the neck from the tree. And I don't know whether I suicided, but I think I did. And everybody has this very same reaction that you did. How tragic, you're hanging from the tree. But my reaction was, oh, my God, I'm so glad that's over. I am so glad that I'm out of here because whatever had happened, I just didn't want to be in that lifetime anymore. So then the most extraordinary thing happened. One of those knights came to the tree and he cut me down ever so gently and laid me down on the grass and was sobbing. And I'm watching this happen and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sad at all. And I've often wondered who that knight was because I feel like he's in my life, you know, I've been in other lives with him.
Yes.
So this is kind of the interesting bit. I have a bit of a phobia about polar neck jumpers.
Yeah.
Like when I lived in Victoria, I used to wear them, but as I get older, I can't stand things around my neck. So perhaps that's why.
Yes. I actually have the same sort of situation. But my story, as you know, was a little bit different than yours. And again, when you're just recounting that, one of the things that people have often talked about when they're doing past life regression is that they're always talking about their death because they're talking about they were in that life and they died, and they often focus on the death aspect of it. And like I did when you were telling me as a young girl hanging from a tree, you know, it's not always pleasant. It's not, you know, what we think is pleasant. But when we look at it in a different manner, it is completely different. So, and we start to look at it, okay, I learned what I needed to learn in that life and I move on. In my situation, like I said, and was there anything else you wanted to talk about or can I talk about my story?
No, I'd like you to recount yours because that's really interesting.
Okay. So with mine, like I said, I did the meditation, not the hypnosis first. I did a meditation about it. Now, what happened is I can't tell you the era it was, but I can tell you what I was wearing and basically who I was because I was a male and I was a monk, like a Tibetan monk. I was in all brown, like Friar Tuck, but I don't know whether I was that far back in the time
in time
sphere.
Yeah, yeah,
but I was definitely in all brown. I wasn't old. I wasn't an old monk. I was a younger monk. But I remember going through it, and I remember with the meditation doing all the understanding where I was and everything else. And I too got to a door, the big chapel door, the big monastery door, and knew what was going on behind the door, not directly behind the door, but behind the walls of the monastery. And I had this dilemma of my faith and my morals, because they were clashing. My morals, my faith was this way, and it was clashing with my morals behind those walls. So I remember coming back from that meditation with all that knowledge, feeling extreme guilt, a lot of confusion, a lot of dilemma between, you know, faith and morals, and really sort of stuck in that realm and that type of thing. And that's when I went, well, you know, it's past life, let's get over it, I'm here, I'm doing this. And then I think it probably was 5 or 6 years later that I met Sylvia. And I had to do it. It was more professional. I wanted to get an understanding of it. I wanted to get rid of some of that guilt I was holding on to and assess it and work out. I wanted to know what I did. Did I open that door and accept what was going on? Or did I do something different? I wasn't sure. So I sat down, or laid down actually. We laid down, laid down with Sylvia, and she put me through a hypnosis session. And in it, we got basically to the door again. And this is where I went, okay, so what's happening? And it was very quick. Sylvia didn't leave me there, didn't ask me to open the door. I don't know how she knew.
You sensed, yeah. I could sense that you were sensing what you needed to know.
Yes, yes. And so she took me further forward, and she actually took me to my death of that life, because on my deathbed I would have known what was going on. And she got me there, and it was just amazing, because all of a sudden all this doom and gloom and dilemma and you know, this guilt and everything else, just it was gone. It was completely gone. I laid on my deathbed. I had loving people around me. I had left the monastery, and I was practicing. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting goose pimples. This is what I'm doing now. I was practicing my spirituality, my beliefs, and my morals were all in one place, and I was teaching that to the village below, away from the monastery. So I'd actually stepped away from the monastery, the organized religion, and gone into my own spiritual aspect, and died in such, it was so loving. The way I died was just, it was peaceful, but it was so, so loving and so surreal. I just sort of felt, you know, it was perfect. What I needed to know.
That's comforting to know, because we all have fear. Well, most of us have a fear of death. What will happen? Will it be painful? So it's kind of nice for people to know that it doesn't have to be like that, and it probably isn't like that for a lot of people. So just correct me if I'm wrong, but were you actually persecuted for standing up for your beliefs in that time?
I didn't go there. I don't think I have to be honest, I don't think I actually stood up for my beliefs. I walked away. It was like the old David and Goliath, and there was no way I was going to win.
You could stay there and put up with that. Yeah.
I wasn't going to stay there. That wasn't an option. But in the same token, I couldn't fight that sort of,
institution.
It was just way too big for me. And it just wasn't in me. So what I did was create my own little world in my own little way, and it was amazing. I had lots and lots of people around that were doing their own thing in line with their spirituality and their morals, and that's what I liked. Which is sort of great. So similar to what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to share what happened the night before
yes.
Susan came, I had been told by my mother-in-law that it was common knowledge in the town that she lived in, Victoria, that babies were being born to nuns and that they were burying them in the convent. And I thought, oh, surely not, this can't be true. And she said, oh, yes, it was common knowledge. And then I started, so the night before you came to see me, I had no idea what you were going to say or what your past life regression, what path it would follow. So I had no idea. So as I'm doing this research the night before, I was up till like 2 o'clock in the morning because I realised that this was going on not in Australia. It was happening in Rome. It was happening in Spain. It was happening in America. In every country in the world and Ireland, this same pattern was happening where children were being born and they'd actually found pits with hundreds of babies in it. And I was just like gobsmacked. And if you know, if your listeners would like to research it, I'm sure they'd find out the same sorts of things that I had. So I was really talking about, you know, persecution of nuns and also what happened to with their babies and the shame and all that sort of thing. And then when you actually went into your regression and you brought up this subject, I was like gobsmacked because it was just synchronicity. It was like, how could I possibly have been doing this the night before? And this is further verification of that this has happened to someone in their past life as well. So, yeah, I just thought I'd share that.
Yes, yeah. It was really quite amazing. And the strange part is it's so still vivid in my mind that I can go back there. If I went into a hypnosis now, I could go back there and I could tell you exactly what was in that room when I was passing. I could tell you exactly who was outside. It's so real and so vivid. It's lovely to learn from that, and we had a great experience from it. What happens if you have a not so great experience? What happens if I don't know, you hear of people, they're dying on the battlefields or something to that effect? How do you help them cope?
You just make them feel completely safe, and let them talk through it. But if it gets too distressing, then you just remove them from the situation and you say to them, would you like to leave? Is there anything more from this experience that you need to know, or would you like to leave? And they'll guide you and you guide them.
Oh, okay, right. Mm. So that's why you protect them. Would you go back and do that again if they wanted to, or if they, you know, felt comfortable to do that?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I mean, what's the benefit of doing that? Is it, I guess I go back to, what are the signs and the symptoms to say that a past life regression would help you? And I know you've talked about a couple of them, but I just wonder, you know, we get these little things niggling us in the back of the head and we don't know what they are.
Well, I guess with someone, say, that was in a war, they may have a lot of guilt, survivor's guilt, that type of thing. They might think that if they had of pulled their mate into the trench, or they had of told him not to go and deliver that note, that he would still be alive. Or I guess it's all to do with processing that guilt. We just have to remember that these experiences that we've had in the past a part of a big picture, and that maybe we chose that life anyway, and there's just something there that we need to process. Or maybe it's just to learn about the process of dying.
Okay.
And how we accept that, and to also know that there's many, many lifetimes, probably thousands and thousands, and we have had people in our lives now that have been in our lives many, many times before. And I have read, there's a couple of very good books you can read, but I have read that we have something like 25 people that we rehash our lives with and that we're working things out with. So they're like family members that get recycled, and we get recycles into those. And if you've got an issue with someone in your life, and I'm sure we all do, then it's just that we just haven't worked it out. And the Buddhists say that when we die, we need to leave that day with no good karma and no bad karma. And I mean, goodness, how hard is that? Because if you have good karma, you need to come back and use up the good karma. If you had bad karma, you have to come back and try and sort it out. So it's a very, very difficult program to have you don't have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told somebody that once and they just went, oh no.
They just thought it was all this good karma.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, so that's interesting.
Any other questions? I do have a few smaller little stories that I could share, but do you have any questions?
No, share your stories. I'm loving it.
Okay. I do have a friend who I did a past life regression on. She's a very kind person. She'd do anything for anyone. She hasn't had a lot of luck in love, and she's separated from her husband. When I took her back to a past life, she lived on the prairie somewhere in America in a little wooden cabin in the middle of nowhere, and her husband had left her with a bunch of kids. And she coped really, really.
Oops, I've lost your sound, Sylvie. I've lost your sound.
You're back again?
Oh, yes, back again. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I think a call came in. So she was on this prairie with all these children. And who knows whether her husband in that life was actually the husband that she has in this life. I don't know. But I could see her resilience in this life because of what had happened to her before, and I could see lots of similarities between her life now and her life then. You know, that would not be, as we all know, being females and having had experiences ourselves, even in the modern world, bringing up four children or being out in a prairie with no husband and not feeling safe and having to find food and that type of thing. Yeah, we discussed what had happened to her in her past life regression, I think she realised where she got her strength from.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, the thing is, we talk about you say that you know 25 or so spirit that will come. You know, you come together as a group. It doesn't necessarily mean they're always going to be your husband or
could have been their husband.
Yeah, absolutely. So you often get these flip-overs and changeovers. So
exactly.
We sit there and you can criticise your mother because your mother didn't do this or your mother didn't do that.
Exactly.
But in
You could have been hers. Yeah, you could.
And that's wrong.
And the mother-daughter relationship, that's a whole nother day, but that's very complex, and that shows you why it's so complex.
Yeah.
So just another experience I had is I have one brother, and as a child I used to try and protect him. He was my little brother and he got lost at school once, etc. And did you want to ask a question? No?
No, I've got you on there. You're on your own.
Sorry, I see. Yes, I see. I got that a bit mixed up. All right, so So I've got this little brother and I protected him. He was 4 years younger than me and he got lost at school, and I can remember crying and saying, oh, that's my little brother. When I did a past life regression, when someone regressed me, I found out that I lived again in some sort of stone structure with a tall pillar like a turret, and he was my brother in that particular instance again, and he was taunting me. And it was a really awful feeling because I couldn't control what he was doing and he wouldn't stop. And I got outraged and I pushed him out the window and I killed him and he landed on the ground. And I wondered whether in this life that's why I was so protective of him, because I had an enormous amount of guilt and I wanted to fix him and I wanted to protect him and I wanted to look after him because of that guilt that I felt in the past life.
Wow. So, but have you healed that sort of that guilt? Has that helped you?
Yeah. I don't
know. How did that help?
In that particular instance, it didn't have an effect on me. I just went, oh, okay, I understand that now. I understand what my brother's life is like now. Unfortunately, he's had some issues and he doesn't speak to me anymore. So the past life regression hasn't fixed that, obviously. But maybe some of it's his karma. Maybe it's maybe psychologically he's pushing me away because of what happened in that past life. I haven't solved that one yet.
Yeah, yep. Not yet. But it might not be your
That's stuff. Right. It might not be my stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. You've gone back and seen your stuff and you can understand it, but he may not be open enough for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have another experience, just a very short one.
Yeah.
A lady came to see me and I know in her life that she absolutely adores children. Like she loves little kids and little kids just are attracted to her. And in her past life, she was a madam, a school teacher, and she had classes, like big classes of children that she guided and taught, and she was in her element. So even though she's not a teacher in this life, she actually works for a humanitarian company in this day and age, she still has that nurturing about her that I feel that came from one of her other lives.
Yeah. Well, really evolved in one of those other lives too.
It's really entrenched in her life now. So yeah. I just want to say to people that that there's really nothing to fear. There's only something to gain. And if you think, oh, I don't think I could do that, I don't think I can relax enough, or I don't think that would work on me, then it probably won't. But I think you just have to be guided the same way that you're guided by your doctor or by your dentist. You know, you might go into your dentist feeling a lot of fear, but he's learnt from his experience that he needs to just explain to you what's going on, take away your pain and make you feel relaxed. And that's really what hypnosis is about too, to just put your doubts aside and just go with the flow. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. Yeah. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, pleasantly surprised.
And it works in different levels, doesn't it? Because it will bring forward what it needs to bring forward first. Like because we have so many past lives, how do you know where we're going to end up? You know, how do we know this is where we're going to be?
When I take you through the process, I will say to you, I want you to go to a past life that has particular significance to this life. So that's why you probably went to that life, because you needed to know that.
I wanted to clear it. I knew where I wanted to go because I wanted to clear that.
So that's,
I didn't want to live with that.
So you might not have even remembered me saying that. I doubt very much whether you did.
No,
but
I didn't.
Yeah. So it's part of the very carefully worded transcript that I sit with, that's been passed on by my teacher. And so there's certain things that we now know that will take you straight there and help you. And, you know, for example, if you're in a past life and I say to you, look down, what are you wearing? And that's always fascinating because you really don't know what they're going to say. So they might look down and you say, describe your shoes. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Are you looking out the window? Is there electricity? Is there a road? Can you see any vehicles on the road? Is there a wagon or is there a car? Or are people just walking? Are there mountains around you? And then so you can go to the time frame basically by what they're seeing.
Yeah. thing, yes.
And if they get stuck, you know, you can even be so bold as to say, well, what year is it? When were you born? Mm. And a lot of times they struggle with that because they're not trusting their own intuition and they're not trusting their own mind. And even I, at the start, thought, oh, I'm just making this up. This is my mind being fanciful. And that's what a lot of people think happens, especially some doctors, you know.
Yeah.
So if they get stuck and they don't know what time they're in, I can sort of trick them and say, but isn't there a newspaper sitting on the table? And they'll say, yes, there is. And I'll say, well, what's the date on the newspaper?
Wow.
So you see how you can kind of, guide them that way.
And I mean, if that's the information that they need, when I did mine with you, I didn't need to know.
No,
it was more about my dealing with my emotions and not having to take that forward. That was my whole, you know, concept for doing it. But yes, I do agree. And I've had my partner, because he is quite visual in his intuitive messages. So he gets his intuitive messages very visually. And he says to me, well, this happened and that happened, and he talks about it. Then he goes, am I going crazy? Am I making this up? And I said, well, if you're making it up, why are you making it up about that particular area? Why are you making it up about that particular spot? If you are making it up, why are you making it up about that and not about that? And he goes, well, it's not about that. It's definitely about that. And I'm like, well, how can you be making that up? And if you are, there's something that's triggering you to go there and look at that and see that. So start to believe in what it is.
That's really important. I'm glad you brought that up, because when people say to me, oh, I don't think I could do that, I don't think I could be hypnotized, I say to them, just casually, if I'm in a restaurant or something with them, or, you know, out walking, I'll say, if you shut your eyes now, and they go, yeah, I go, so shut your eyes, do you visualize or do you just sense? And they say, oh, no, I don't see anything when I shut my eyes. Well, see, I do. I visualize everything. I see colors when I'm in a if I'm in having a massage, I will see a certain color. So I know that I can trust that therapist and that I'm in the right place and I'm being nurtured, which is – I just thought everyone could do that.
Yeah.
But they don't, you know. I see purple light. So getting back to visualizing and actually not visualizing, just sensing, are two different things. And it doesn't really matter what you do. But if I said to your viewers now, shut your eyes, what do you see? And some will say nothing and some will say, what should I see? And I'll say, do you remember walking into your childhood home through the front door, and you can see your mum in the kitchen and she's cooking biggies, and then you go to your room and you throw your school bag on the bed and you look at your favourite things in your room, and I take them to their own experience that they're remembering, and they go, oh, yeah, I can see that. And I say, well, what colour's your bedspread? Oh, well, I've had the bedspread that was orange and grey for years, you know. So, yeah, I can see that. So if you can do that, you really can do a past life regression. And and if you can't see, you can still sense. You still sense the feeling of the house, and you might be able to hear your mum's playing Engelbert Humperdinck in the background like my mum used to. And that's just a childhood memory that you either sense or you see. So there's kind of different ways that, and neither is right nor wrong.
And that's, I mean, I talk about intuition, and the intuition is the communication between your spirit and your physical. So, you know, we get that in many ways. As you say, visual, we can get that in sensing, we can get that in thought patterns, we can get that in you know, just that feeling too. You get those feelings. We talk about those different areas. So it just goes to show that's what you're connecting to. You're definitely connecting with the spirit, and of course the spirit has been here for many, many lives. So and if you're going to clear and sort some of those out, it's certainly going to make this life a lot easier for us.
Yeah, it is. It just takes that guilt away sometimes. Or that just that pit feeling in your stomach. Why don't I like that lady's cat? You know, why is that cat annoying me? Why does it keep coming over to me when I don't like cats? And I had a similar thing happen this week, where somebody took a dislike to my dog and I couldn't understand why. And I'm thinking, how could you not like this little puppy who sits next to you and just adores you? And then I'm thinking to myself, well, that's unfair. Perhaps this person's had a past life where they've had a fear of a dog because they've been attacked or whatever. You know, they might have been attacked by a wild pig and that associates with dogs. I'm not sure. And if the woman was open to it, I'd like to have a conversation with her, but I'm not sure that she is. So you just have to kind of, you know, gauge it.
Yeah. Go with the flow, yeah. Yeah. Well, so this our time is we're actually going a little bit over time, so yes. I'm going to have to cut you off there. Sure. Now you've got your email there that you can contact. They can contact you, which is izzon@outlook.com. Yes. That's for the podcast listeners. And if you want to know more about past life regression, contact Sylvia. I will put the email down in the notes, but it is izzon@outlook.com. So I am going to say goodbye. I will close the podcast and the video. And can we please have you back on again? That was really interesting.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
A little bit different with it, or even about hypnosis.
Yes, I can. And I can also recommend a couple of books. There's, you know, a couple of people that have been in past life regression for a long, long time who were actually even worried about it affecting their whole career as a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And there's actually a gentleman in Australia, in Sydney, who was one of the pioneers. So we could talk about that another time.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
No worries. I will say goodbye to you. And... wow, wasn't that interesting? I loved it. You'll really enjoy that. I think it's a one-on-one, so you sort of have to be on the Gold Coast to be able to link up with Sylvia, but you can ask her any questions, send her an email, and she'll be able to help you there. So that's me from The Art of Intuition. I'm Susan Jane. Now, I have got a Facebook group called Intuitive Personal Development. I'm putting these podcasts and videos up on there, so you'll be able to connect there to see me or to see these. And, that's it from this week. I will be talking to you the week after. All right, everybody, have a great week and I'll say bye for now. Oh, hang on, no, let me do my – I've got to do the little branding thing, don't I? The ending video. Okay, bye, guys.